Hello.
Oh, hi, Holly, please.
This isn't Holly.
Oh, okay. Should I try the other number or?
Yeah, you can.
Okay, Holly's not there with you now?
No, Holly doesn't work for me anymore.
Oh, okay, no wonder, because this is Tina from Local Splash, and we're having trouble processing this month's payment, so I didn't know if maybe there's somebody else there that handles that now.
You can just cancel that account.
So in the terms and conditions that was acknowledged with an e-signature, it is an agreement that renews every month on the 25th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. So there is 129.
I called y'all 3 months ago and told y'all to cancel it.
I don't see that on your notes, and last month's payment went through. Let me go back and see here. So from April, is this Robbie? It says, client signed up with a new company as of yesterday. I asked if they provided the timeline and the services. I offered extending pause so he can weigh in results and to start from scratch, and he agreed and reminded him of the 3-day policy. So that's the problem, is you had agreed to go on a seasonal pause at that time to renew on the 25th of October. So
I told them to cancel the policy because I'm no longer interested in y'all services.
Okay. So that's not what the notes say. It says you initially called in to cancel, but then you offered that extended hold. So let me ask you this, only because I'm on your dashboard and I'm seeing some pretty impressive results from before the hold. How come you're wanting to cancel?
Because we're too busy and we're not accepting any more work right now.
I see. Okay. So, and that's why I asked, because you were getting a lot of people calling you off the first page of Google while the account was active. Let me see if there's one thing that I can do for you here. I'm not sure if it's an option or not.